Hello everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will continue the devotional plan titled Facing the Giant of Addiction. I hope you allow God to work in you during the next 14 weeks. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Worship your way through. When he saw Jesus, he ran and worshiped him. Mark 5:6 NKJV. Would you like to stop wrestling with so many issues? Then learn to worship your way through them. The Bible says that when the man with the unclean spirit saw Jesus, he worshiped him. Note, this man did not get healed first and worship later. No, after he started worshiping, he was set free. There's an important principle here. Paul says, at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth, and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Philippians 2:10-11 NKJV, because even Satan has to acknowledge God's ability and willingness to change your situation. James says, even the demons believe and tremble. James 2:19 NKJV. The Bible says, no weapon forged against you will prevail, this is the heritage of the Lord's servants, Isaiah 54:17 NIV. That includes anything that would rise to destroy you and your family, old wounds, painful memories, addictions, and past sins. They must all bow in submission when the name of Jesus is lifted in praise. When the man from the tombs began to worship, the forces of evil cried out, "What business do you have, Jesus, Son of the High God, messing with me?" Mark 5:7 MSG. The truth is Satan's hosts have nothing in common with Jesus, no association and no alliance. And the only business he has with them is to cast them out. David said, "My head is lifted, above my enemies all around me, I will sing and make melody to the Lord," Psalm 27:6 in RSV. Worship is one of the keys to your breakthrough. So run to Jesus today, fall at His feet, and worship your way through. Prayer point. Lord, help me to worship You not only through the ups but also through the downs of life. You are always worthy of praise, and it does me good to thank You, regardless of how I feel. As I confidently approach Your throne to worship, You pour Your mercy and grace into my life, and my spirit of heaviness is replaced with a garment of praise. As I worship, You bring the breakthrough. Thank You, Lord. Courtesy of United Christian Broadcasters, YouVersion Bible.